Speaking of birds, the work of John Ostrom made it somehow logical to move from that discussion to a discussion of dinosaurs. We learn today of Dr. Ostrom's recent death. He was the paleontologist who did about as much as anyone to revise our thinking about dinosaurs. Dr. Ostrom, who was long retired from Yale University, reasoned that dinosaurs may have been warm-blooded, that they were related to birds, that they were a much more nimble, carnivorous lot than had been thought. They were a lot like the fictional raptors of Jurassic Park, in fact. No coincidence, since his work inspired that book. He also inspired paleontologist Robert Bakker, who was his first research student back in 1963 at Yale, who joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How important was John Ostrom's contribution to dinosaur paleontology?
Nobody was more important. The early 60s are what I would call the dinosaur renaissance, when we rediscovered the truths about dinosaurs, that they were not stupid, they weren't slow, they weren't cold-blooded, and they most emphatically were not extinct.
Because all of the little dinosaurs flying around us, whom we call birds, are actually of the same family.
You know, it was this time of year, in the midsummer in Montana, that John Ostrom's crew discovered four Deinonychus, these raptor-like dinosaurs, spectacular critters, maybe 150 pounds, the size of a wolf, but light and nimble, built at every joint for kickboxing.
And indeed, this was completely at odds with the lumbering Godzilla-like creatures we had imagined.
Yes. And Michael Crichton read about that discovery, John's discovery in Montana, and Crichton said, wow, it'd be neat to bring back to life a whole pack of these smart, fast, hawk-like dinosaurs. Hence, Jurassic Park, the novel.
Was his influence on the academic community as profound as that, as it was on popular culture?
Oh, gosh, yes. I remember the first national meetings where John announced his discovery of Deinonychus and its close resemblance to the first bird, Archaeopteryx. And there were shrieks of horror on the part of traditionalists. There still are occasionally. There's some folks who don't want to imagine their beloved parakeet being the direct descendant of a T-Rex cousin.
You've used the verb rediscovered. You've spoken of a renaissance. That implies that actually people had talked about the things that John Ostrom wrote about long before he did.
Yeah, John's discoveries made all of us go back to the archives as old as, 1836. The Reverend Edward Hitchcock, another Yalie, looking at dinosaur footprints, concluded that what we call dinosaurs were in fact a race of ground eagles hunting in packs swiftly over the ancient New England landscape.
Personally, what do you remember most about Dr. Ostrom?
Two things. I remember riding in the truck in the Montana Badlands and listening to John tell stories about his mentor, the great Ned Colbert, who had trained many in John's generation. And John was very gracious to Ned. And then I remember those afternoon coffees in the lab, second floor of the geology building at Yale, when there was give and take about every sort of paleontological puzzle, from fish in the Coal Age to apes in the Pakistani hills, and of course, centrally, where dinosaurs fit in the flow of deep time.
Just curious whether Dr. Ostrom had anything in particular named for him, in any species or find or place, yes?
Yes, in the movie Jurassic Park, there is a raptor based on Deinonychus, but it's huge. It's twice as tall as a real Deinonychus. And after the movie was made, friends of mine in Utah found a raptor that big, a giant raptor. And they called it Utah Raptor, and the second name is Ostrom Mazei. Mays was a philanthropist who helped fund the expedition, and Ostrom, of course, being John.
Robert Bakker, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, really.
Dr. Bakker is a paleontologist and director of the Morrison Natural History Museum in Morrison, Colorado. You can see a photo of Deinonychus, the dinosaur John Ostrom discovered, at our website, npr.org.